Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to Locally Grown with Lincoln. Today we are talking with one of my favorite people and friends, Mr. Chris Powell, who is a local runner and is starting to do, over the last couple of years, quite a bit of YouTubing. So welcome, Chris, to Locally Grown with Lincoln.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and your whole love of running thing.
Okay. Well, I'm a Southern Indiana resident. I live over in Jeffersonville. And a couple of years ago, probably 6 years ago, I started running with a group of friends. And from that, it's just kind of grown into running with more and more people, trying to hit groups like Fleet Feet's Running Group and Blue Mile, all the local stores, Pacers and Racers, obviously, over in Indiana. And just started running with all those people. And that led to the YouTube channel, Running with the Locals. And so I'm meeting tons and tons of people.
That's pretty cool what social media has done for you, being able to get out and meet and connect and network with so many people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's crazy. So you're not a lifelong runner. Did you run cross country in school growing up, tracking it? Nothing.
No, I really wasn't athletic. Maybe in my own mind, you know, pick up basketball, but no organized running.
So mid-30s, you're like, you know what?
Late 30s.
Yeah. I'm going to start running.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
we had a destination race in mind. It was something down at Disney, and we started preparing for that, and I stuck with it.
How far was that first race?
Oh, it was a 5K, but it was a 5K with a scavenger hunt and an obstacle course, so It was more than just a standard 5K.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing to you when preparing for running? Like, if you had to give advice for a new runner, what should they do to prepare to get ready to start this exercise regimen in their life?
I'd say just walk. I mean, just get started walking and then continue with that. And as you start to get more comfortable with running, look into a pair of good shoes. Go to one of the local stores like Fleet Feet, Blue Mile, which I mentioned, Pacers and Racers, Swags. They have a dedicated staff that will get you into the right shoes.
And super helpful. All of those locally owned and operated. We got to put that in there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
They're
absolutely
super helpful, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And if you don't really know what you're doing, it's okay to ask questions. They're the ones to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely want to rely on their experience.
All right. So you've got this big thing this year, right? You got a new deal. You're 6 years into running. You've been doing videos the last couple of years. You've let everybody in social media world know that you're a runner. But you landed a pretty cool thing this year at a great time of year to be in Southern Indiana and Louisville and Derby time. Tell us what you're doing.
Okay. This year, the Kentucky Derby Festival mini marathon and marathon, they began an ambassador program. And basically what it is outreach into the community through social media, in person. So I am basically an ambassador for the race, and I just let people know about different events. Like, they've got the you have relay teams, you have, you know, just the different events.
How many events do you think that are all involved? So there's the Triple Crown. We know all of those.
Triple Crown just wrapped up this past weekend.
Okay. And the mini's coming up.
The mini is coming. Yeah, the mini and the marathon, both on April 19th.
Okay. And we're going to have you equipped maybe at some point with a GoPro so you can capture some footage for your YouTube channel.
I'd be happy to, yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Yeah, I've got another race I want to talk to you about that would be – actually, I think we did touch base about that.
What is that?
It's a it's 5K Foam Fest.
Oh, yeah.
It's got parts mud and parts like a soapy run and then obstacles.
Perfect. I think there's for like a camera.
Oh, yeah. You really
want to. So shoot. When we equip you, do you want the handheld case or do you want it to be on your head, forehead?
I'd go head mount.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
get
right.
That point of view.
Yeah, we'll make sure you have that. How tough is that to run with?
Oh, it's fine. I've done that before. And,
okay.
No problem at all.
Okay, so back to the mini
and
the full marathon. So people can register to run in the mini and train for it. But for those really serious, dedicated runners like yourself, they can choose to run a full marathon, which is how far?
26.2 miles.
Wow. And what's the longest you've ran at one time?
I've done 16 recently.
Okay.
And that was a struggle, but
– yeah. And so there's a ton of training involved.
There is, yeah. I mean, if you Norton Sports Health is one of the partners for the event, and they designed a training program. And I looked at that. And for the marathon, I think you – if you stick with the program and do it by the letter, you – by the time it's done, 500 miles at the end of marathon training.
Wow. And how tough is it to stick with it?
It's not been easy for me.
Yeah. And you're a busy guy. You work full time. Your wife, you've got two kids. You always got activity. They're teenagers, right?
Yes.
So you've always got stuff going on with them.
Yeah.
And you got to fit, what, average 3 to 4 miles a day in for the training?
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically running 6 days a week with a long run on the weekend. And with this winter we've had, it's been a challenge.
Yeah, it really has. So you, when you run, do you like to run outside more than inside on a treadmill? Is that a better run for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I try to stick with conditions that I'm going to be running on race day.
Okay. So you'll have people out supporting you, right, on the marathon day? Will your wife and kids be there, you think?
That would be nice. I can't guarantee that they will be, but yeah. I'll see lots of familiar faces out there.
Yeah, awesome. And, you know, speaking of that, you've met a ton of people since you've been doing this. I mean,
yeah,
it's really pretty cool. And some local people like Angie Fenton, who's at a ton of events.
Yeah.
Who else have you met that is in the traditional media world that's runners? Anybody you can think off the top of your head?
I believe George Lindsay. I met him at a zombie run.
Okay.
And we made a quick video about that.
Awesome. John Bowl from Wave 3.
John
Bowl,
yeah.
Do you know him? He's a runner.
I've not met him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He seems like
he's pretty serious.
He's pretty serious with it. Yeah. So besides the Derby event festivals, you know, or the Derby festival events and runs, there's stuff year-round that you do. So, like, what are some of the other fun events, running events that you do that you want to share with everybody?
Oh, let's see. The premier event for me every year, or at least the last 2 years, has been the Waterfront Challenge. It's centered in Waterfront Park, and they've taken the park and just used it as an obstacle. They don't build anything on the site. There's no mud. It's just using those rolling hills that they have, park benches. They'll bring in a few obstacles, like an open-top dumpster that you'll have to climb into, maybe some semi-trailers that you have to climb over.
How far is that run?
That one is roughly a 5K, so a little over 3 miles.
So you can run that. You could walk that. You could slow pace that, whatever you want to do, just do it.
It's a big party. This year it's on June 21st, which is the summer solstice. You've got it's an evening run, and they have a glow wave. Their last wave of the night is a glow wave, so they have glow sticks for people to wear. And
oh, cool.
It's nice because it's right about just past sunset, so it's getting dark, and it's really cool.
Maybe a little cooler at that time. Who knows what it's going to be this year with this crazy weather. So I think that I have seen a video, but also heard you talk about beer runs. That's kind of a trendy thing, right? How do the beer runs work?
Runners love beer. I'm not sure where that connection was first made, but yeah, it's a thing. And I'm sorry, what was the question again?
The beer run. Do we have one here locally?
Oh, we've got quite a few that I'm aware of.
And what's a beer run like? So you start and then what? Do you drink during the race?
It depends on the event.
Okay.
The Tap and Run, which started here and has now gone, I don't know if they've gone international yet, but they're coast to coast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's Jam Active, which is a local organization. Their Tap and Run, I think they had to restructure a little bit because of LMPD had some rules about having beer on the course, so they've had to get creative with where they run it. But basically, you will start out with a little drink of beer, then you'll run, and then every few miles or so, there'll be another chug station.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And then at the end, everybody chugs it up.
Yeah, you get a full pour of your favorite beer and.
That's fun.
It's a party.
It's kind of a way to fusion to merge two things that you wouldn't think go together, but they do.
They do, yeah. Quite well, I might add.
So tell us about video. You've discovered this kind of passion for video, and you know me, I'm all about local video. It's I live and breathe it and think about it at all times. How have you incorporated video into your Running with the Locals mission?
Basically, it was my gateway to meet as many people as I have. Mm-hmm. It was I would go to local events and I would take photos or shoot video and just kind of capture it for people who maybe didn't go or maybe don't run, and just to show them what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, it's grown from just that. Actually, it started as like a race calendar, basically. Like mm-hmm. I would look to the next month and I would put something together and say, you should check out this one or that one. And that's kind of – I've kind of gone away from that, and now it's more like going to stores or events or just talking to runners.
Yeah.
Or going to parks, just places that I think everyone should check out.
Yeah. And, you know, you think, where can I run? Where should I run? You know, people have to take safety into consideration, right?
Yeah. Are we going to talk about this past weekend?
We can. Yeah. It's crazy what just happened down at Waterfront Park, right, by the bridge, the walking bridge.
Yeah. I've definitely got concerns about running there now.
Yeah. I bet. They had a gang of, I don't know how many.
I think I heard like up to 40.
Yeah, up to 40 teenage kids, thugs out, and they attacked some people and, you know.
Sent a couple to the hospital.
Sent them to the hospital, some really damaging things. And, you know, hopefully both sides of the river, both cities will jump on that immediately.
There needs to be an immediate response.
Yeah,
to
there has to be. Somebody had said about a new police substation at the base of the Big Four, you know, on the Louisville side. If they don't solve that problem, we're going to have serious, serious problem with all of the activity that happens down there, because there's a lot of families, there's a lot of kids, there's
Absolutely.
A lot of single women, a lot of people that go down there and enjoy this great park system that we have in Louisville. But if they feel unsafe, they're not going to come.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a major, no pun intended, but black eye on the parks system. It's going to be an awful thing. So what do you think they should do?
Well, definitely the police need to intervene, try to, I don't know, find some way to prevent it. I don't really have an answer for it, but I do. I hope someone comes up with one.
I do too. It's scary.
It is.
Okay. So we'll switch from that scary thing and talk about some good positive
stuff.
Yeah,
let's lighten it up a little.
Yeah. Where do you plan on going with your blog and your videos? How do you see this in your life in the next couple years?
You know, I've really never had a plan for it. It's just kind of, like I said, I started out with the monthly calendar, and then that kind of, it stopped being interesting, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I just moved into something else. So I really don't have a plan. I just want to share what I'm doing, or even maybe not something I'm doing, but something I'd like to do.
Yeah.
And I think other people would be interested in.
So how can people watch your videos and follow you on social media? What's the best way for them to see what you're doing and what you're up to?
The best way would be to go to my Facebook page. It's Running with the Locals.
Okay.
Just find that on Facebook. This weekend, I went to the Papa John's 10-miler. I didn't run, but I was down there with my camera, and I took a ton of pictures, and I posted posted several of them Sunday morning, and I've had a huge response. Before then, I was just under 500, and now I've crossed that barrier.
Awesome.
So I've got more than 500 likes on there.
And awesome.
We had a balloon drop at the house.
It's a big day.
We popped the champagne.
How about on YouTube? How can they find you on YouTube?
It's the same name, Running with the Locals. It's just all one word.
Okay. All right. Well, as we wrap up, first thing we want to do is wish Chris lots of good luck with the upcoming marathon.
I'm going to need it.
Yeah, he's going to need it. And
I'm not ready.
Yeah, he was sharing with me before we went live today.
Don't make me cry.
He's not ready. But you know what? I've known Chris for a long time, and I guarantee you that he's going to be ready. So we wish you well, Chris.
Thank you.
Check him out on Facebook and on YouTube, Running with the Locals. And remember, you can always follow all things we do on Facebook and YouTube and right here at Louisville.am. Thanks, Chris. I'm Lincoln, and this has been Locally Grown.